my God cannot wash away sins or stuff like that, but it can save someone's life.
I'm a helper at heart. I just naturally walk the hill.
I don't have any financial backing to help anyone, but by donating blood, I know that I can help a lot of persons.
Three persons, three different stories, one goal, helping others through blood donation. The National Blood Transfusion Service, the NBTS, is on a year-round drive to encourage persons to donate blood.
This is my appeal, Jamaica. Give blood for it.
Give blood and give the gift of life. So safe, you don't have to think twice.
For real.
Do what you can for one another.
Yeah, ma.
Be a hero, be a blood donor.
Yeah, yeah, me people, watch it.
Give blood.
For your sister and your brother, save the life of another. You might never know.
Give blood.
As you love a life, you love many people. One blood, the father says so.
One
sign up today. Be a blood donor. Many people, one blood.
Public service announcements like this one helps the NBTS to keep its message at the forefront of the public's mind. The National Blood Transfusion Service is always looking for new persons to donate blood. However, there are some individuals who have been constant in their giving of this life-saving fluid. 21-year-old Dane Godsmer is one such. He's given 10 units of blood since he started some 3 years ago.
I've wanted to give blood from I was about 16, but I was too young. And on my 18th birthday, I still wanted to give blood, but my birthday falls on a public holiday, so I had to wait another week. So that's how I started doing it. And you just said, I'm a helper at heart, so I just naturally walk the hill. This is a thrill about giving blood and the fact that I can save lives without doing anything.
Sonia Binns is a long-standing blood donor. She started donating in the early 1980s, and to date, she's given in excess of 70 units of blood.
My blood cannot wash away sins or stuff like that, but it can save someone's life. And the thought of giving someone a chance, that's good enough to give.
You don't know whose life you'll save when you give blood.
If a lady calls, a lady, you don't know me. Read it out in the paper and I'm saying, okay, if you can come to see done, I'll get the receipt for you. I say, okay. She couldn't reach, so she sent someone. Anyway, I get the person the receipt and she took it to the lady. She went under operation. About a couple months after, the lady friend, I served in Kingston and friend at my workplace where I was working. And she said, lady, you wouldn't know what to do for me that day. She hugged me and she said, thank you so much. Really bring joy to my heart and I felt so good.
Eric Wilson is another frequent blood donor. His motivation for giving more than 70 pints of blood is rather inspiring.
I don't have any financial backing to help anyone, so to speak, but by donating blood, I know that I can help a lot of persons, so that's what motivates me each time to give.
Mr. Wilson has been donating blood since 1980 and plans to continue doing so as long as he's healthy. He recalls how he got started.
One time I lived in a newspaper where this lady needed some blood and I went and donated for her and I never stopped.
One message of the NBTS states that in giving blood, the life you save may be your own. On the one hand, you may someday require blood. On the other hand, you are given a free checkup each time you go to donate blood, so during this medical exam, you may just realize that you need to see your doctor for an illness that may have been developing without your knowledge.
They check your blood group and your hemoglobin to make sure you're okay enough to give the blood. Also, they test your blood pressure and your pulse.
Dane Godsmer, Sonia Binns, and Eric Wilson share a desire to save lives, and they want you to get on board and start saving lives too.
You don't have to worry yourself about getting AIDS or anything like that because it's clean, safe, and you're well taken care of. And you'll be helping others.
Think of it this way. It's not hurting you and you're saving lives. I mean, just go for it. Do it out of your heart.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.